First Chronicles, Chapter 20. And it came to pass, that after the year was ended, at the time that kings go out to battle, Joab led forth the strength of the army, and ravaged the country of the children of Ammon, and came and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. And Joab defeated Rabbah, and destroyed it. And David took the crown of their king from off his head, and found it to weigh a talent of gold, and there were precious stones in it, and it was set upon David's head, and he brought also a great amount of spoil out of the city. And he brought out the people that were in it, and put them to work with saws, and with picks of iron, and with axes. Even so dealt David with all the cities of the children of Ammon. And David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass after this, that their arrows war at Jezer with the Philistines, at which time Sibekai the Hushathite slew Sipai, that was of the children of the giant, and they were subdued. And there was war again with the Philistines, and Elhanan the son of Yair slew Lami the brother of Goliath the Gittite, whose spear's shaft was like a weaver's beam. And yet again there was war at Gath, where was a man of great stature, whose fingers and toes were 24, 6 on each hand, and 6 on each foot, and he also was the son of the giant. But when he defied Israel, Jonathan the son of Shimea David's brother slew him. These were born unto the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David, and by the hand of his servants.